Good morning.
Is that a little loud? It's a joy to be here this morning and to be in this house of worship. Joy to be at Wesley Church and also to be with Janet. Janet's not only a colleague, but also a good friend as well. She always, every time we talk, she prays for me. And I appreciate your prayers and all of your comfort as well. So thank you very much for that, Janet. It's also to be with you all this day as well. We're coming to God's house and give God thanks and praise for the many things that God does for us. Let us pray. Almighty God, as your scripture has been read this day, and you're about to be proclaimed, let us hear with joy what you say to us this day. Amen. We are in a season of elections. And several years ago, when I saw a lot of the ads on TV, I heard the candidate, whoever that was, say this first phrase, "Yes, and I approve of this message. Yes, and I approve of this message." Now, I must admit, some of the ads I thought I would not approve of that message. And I would not be that proud to say that I approve of that message. But we hear that constantly. A person saying, "Yes, this is what I believe, and I approve of what is being said." Now, if you were the Apostle Paul back in the early church, and when Apostle Paul, who was the person who was consumed by Jesus Christ and God's saving action through Jesus Christ, if you were the Apostle Paul and heard him testify and preach about what God has done in our lives and the saving power of Jesus Christ, then Paul could say boldly, "Yes, and I approve of this message. Because I want you to know what Jesus has done for us, how his blood has reconciled us to Almighty God, how because of what he has done, how he's lived his life, but also the message that he gave to us. It is the message that all Christians say, yes, I believe this, and I'm going to live my life that same way." My daughter was a student at Adolph University in New York. And unfortunately, my daughter had several car accidents. She was in the parking lot of the library, and she backed into someone. She called me on the phone, and she said, "Dad, I had an accident." And I said, "Again?" And in the course of that, I could hear someone screaming and yelling in the background. And she said, "Dad," I said, "Are the police there?" She said, "Yes, the campus police are here." "What's all that yelling and screaming?" She says, "That's the lady using some not so choice words to me." She said, "But Dad, I'm a little bit confused." I said, "What are you confused about?" She said she has on her car, "Honk if you love Jesus." She is wearing a cross, and she is playing Christian music, but she's cursing me out. She said, "I don't understand. Maybe that's not her car." I said, "Wait a minute, hold up here." You know, but it is our actions and what we say and what we project out there that tells us who's and who we really are, whether we believe in the message of the cross. Because if we truly believe that, then we're going to act a different way. We're going to act our lives in such a way that anyone out there can see what we're doing, and therefore we are glorifying our God, which is in heaven, and we are living our lives because what you say, "Look what I'm doing, and if you like what I'm doing, and you see the message that I am projecting, then yes, I want you to approve what I'm doing because God approves of that. And so therefore, whatever I'm doing, I am consumed with a passion. And I want you to also be consumed with the passion of understanding who Jesus Christ is and the love that he has poured out into our hearts." It really is that we are being an advertisement for God. An advertisement for God. Advertisements are all around us. Everywhere we go, we're being See, advertisements all the time. It's called like ambient advertisements. When I got the other day into the grocery store, I went to Shoppers Warehouse, and when I got my receipt back, on the back of that was a advertisement to buy tires. Now, Shoppers doesn't sell tires, but the local place in the area does. When I went to CVS, and I got my drugs at CVS, and my prescription at CVS, I saw all kinds of advertisements as I was going back and forth. There are advertisements all over the place. You cannot get around. And before you got here this morning, if you turned on the radio or TV or just drove down the road, you probably saw many advertisements on your way. The question would come, how do we advertise what we believe about living the Christian life? Do we truly believe that in our lives that suffering produces perseverance? That perseverance produces character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame because of God's love has been poured into our hearts? Do we believe that? If we believe that, then we should have no problem testifying to that love. Because as Paul would say, I got a story to tell. It is a story about the saving love and power of Almighty God, who gave of his life for me and for you, even though I was a sinner. But because of God's love for us, he gave of what he had. And that was magnificent love. And who would die, as Paul says? He said, truly, even a few would die for the ungodly. But Jesus Christ died for us, gave of his life for us. And we have a God who continues to pursue us over and over again. He will not let us go. And he wants us to know that he loves us. And we are the best advertisements of that love. There's a story I just told of a family living overseas. And they had a young, one day this person came to their door, and it was a person who was looking for work. This was a young family that grew up in the church. I said, yes, we'll hire you. So the person went to work for them for over 6 months. At the end of their 6 months term, time working with them, the person said, I'm now going to quit your employment. I said, why? You've been doing a great job here. Why are you leaving us? So I wanted to come and live with Christians to see how they live their lives. Now I'm going to go live with a Muslim family, live their lives, and then I will decide whether I want to be a Muslim or a Christian. Pam said, if we only knew you were doing that, we would have acted differently. What does that say about us? What does it say about the family? If we truly believe that God is the God of all life, if we truly believe, as Paul so aptly puts it, that we are justified through faith and we have peace with Almighty God, if we truly believe that in our hearts, then we have to act like that every day of our lives. Not just one day, not just a couple of times, but we're always being advertisements for Christ. And would God say, you see that person over there? See how they live their life? I approve of the message they're sending out. Or would Jesus say, I don't know the individual. That's not how I would have for them to live their lives. But we are advertisements for Christ. We are the ones who know of the love and the power of Almighty God. We can tell the story about how God has been a part of our ancestors' lives, but also how God has walked with the Israelites in their journey and walked with them all through the experience that they have experienced in their lives and brought them out of slavery into freedom. And always, they turned away from this God, how God continued to be their covenant partner through all of their lives. And now, because of all they had done, the same God who continued to love them through all their experiences now sent God's Son to the world to give of his life and his blood, to shed of his blood for us. He gave that gift to us because of His love for us. And if God loved us that much, if God wants us to be such a part of His life that much, then we have a God who is magnificent, who is full of love, and wants to share that love with us and ask us to live our lives following that example. That's what God asks us to do. That's what we're supposed to do every day of our lives as Christians, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. And our hearts understand and know and grow and want to tell the world, let me tell you about what God has done in my life. And I want to live my life differently because of that. My daughter is 31 years old. 30-something years old. And 4 years ago, she decided to become a foster parent. She's single, but she wanted to become a foster parent. My daughter lives with us, by the way. She works in Fairfax County Public Schools, but she wanted to be and she does signing, she's interpreting. She wanted to be a foster parent. She went through the whole entire process, the whole learning process, and they put her through the rigors of parenting like many of us have not gone through before. We just have our children, and that's it. But because she's taking someone else's child, go through this whole entire process. Finally, she wasn't getting any children. And she came to me and she said, "Daddy, I don't know what's going on. I want to share my love with the child, but it's not happening. Will it ever happen?" And I said, "Elizabeth, God's going to bless you one day, so don't worry, the blessings will come. Just can you pray about it?" So we prayed about that right then. 7 months later, she got a phone call. A four-month-old baby was being born. A baby was being born, and they wanted her to take the baby as soon as it was born. She took the child, and it was 4 days old. And we had the child for 14 months. Had to give it up to the family after 14 months. And you're talking about hard and difficult and crying. And we gave it up on the Palm Sunday weekend. My family and my wife and my 2 daughters, they went away and left for my son and I to take everything, take all the bin down, take all the stuff up. Because they couldn't take it. We couldn't take it either. But we were left there to do that. It was a painful experience for us. While we had Serenity, the child, a little girl came for us who was in the 6th grade. So now we had 2 foster children. So God was blessing us a second time. Then, while we had a little girl and a 6th grader, they called about another child. Now we had 3 children in our household. I said, "God, stop blessing us. You know, we're doing all right." But after a while, we gave up the 6-year-old, sixth grader went to her family, which was fine. Little girl who had autism that we got for a short period of time went with another family, and Serenity left us as well. It was like a death. And I told Elizabeth, "I don't think we could do this anymore." A month later, they called us and they said, "We have a little boy. He's 18 months old. Can you take him?" Elizabeth said, "Daddy, let's go pick him up." And I said, "Wait a minute. Why are we doing this? Why do you do this?" She said, "Daddy, because I believe this is what God has called me to do. This is my ministry. And I want to live my life the way I believe God would have me to live my life." Now, the preacher in me says, that's all well and good, but it hurts. Make a long story short, we still have him, and now he is a Jackson. She adopted him this past year. He's 4 years old, and he drives his pop-pop crazy at times. But it's a wonderful thing that we be in this life. We have to watch what we say and do. Because Donovan will repeat that stuff. We have to live our lives the way we think for him to live his life. Because they watch us. Children watch us. And friends, people in the world are watching us, wondering how we're going to live our lives. Because we say we are followers of Christ. We proclaim that. We are followers of Jesus Christ. I'm a member of Blank Church. I'm a follower of Christ. And I'm going to live my life exactly that way. Because this is what God has called me to do. And so therefore, I'm going to live my life after Jesus Christ. I'm going to be one of Christ's best examples in the world. And Paul gives us an idea about how to do that. Recognizing that God's love is poured out into our hearts. So our hearts should be hearts full of love. Recognizing that the character that we have and the perseverance that we have and all that we have is part of God's plan for us. And that gives us hope to live our lives. We should be reconcilers of God in God's world and of God's love, and showing how to be reconcilers in this world. So, my friends, if we live our lives that way, if we live our lives consumed by the power of the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus Christ would have us to live our lives, then I believe I can say proudly, yes, I approve of this message. Because it's the message that Christ would have me live my life today and tomorrow and every day of my life. So it's upon us. We are advertisements for God. We are advertisements for the Almighty. Because we know what the blood of Christ has done for us. And this, my friends, I believe. This, my friends, I believe. And this, my friends, how I want to act as a child of God. And all God's people said, Amen.